Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Welcome to the after show, kids, for the Dallas Housewives. We're all still here, full panel to break everything down. We just love talking about this show.
Like, we do. I love it.
Yeah. So yes,
that's why I chose this song, because I felt like Leanne should just say less.
Hey, I know.
Here we all are. You guys can find me at all times on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
Yes, welcome back, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on social at @Rach_Robillard.
Hey guys, I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and join us now in the live chat on YouTube.
And I'm DJ Richie Sky, and you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And before we get into the breakdown of all this, I want to ask y'all your overall impressions of this reunion, the looks, and the kind of what happened, it's kind of the feeling of this reunion. I have a bone to pick with this reunion.
You said it right. I mean, I definitely felt like Leanne was the victim in this situation the entire time. Her entourage, Cameron and Deandra weren't, you know, they were kind of silent the majority of the time when it, like, they were, the three girls were going at her. Like, she was in the hot seat. Yeah, Leanne was in the hot seat.
I totally agree. Like, I think it wasn't quite a fair fight because I think Cameron did a good job of stepping in every now and then, but she was silent for the most part. But Deandra, the one thing that I love about her is she always does call it like it is. So she wasn't standing up for some of Leanne's behaviors, whereas, like, Stephanie, Carrie, and Brandy were, like, so united on the other end of, like, on the other couch, you know? So it was everybody against Leanne.
Right?
You know, I felt like, the reason I said she should say less is because I think that at a certain point, after you've continued to apologize and apologize and apologize, like, at a certain point, I'm not apologizing anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not. At the end of the day, I'm not, because you're not, so I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Like, how many times are you going to say sorry for us to really believe you're genuinely sorry?
And I felt like she almost went into the reunion almost beat down.
Yeah, right.
That's
I felt that
sentiment that I got just throughout the whole thing, and I hated it. I hated that for her.
Yeah,
and I wish that Andy had been a little bit more. The questions seemed to be more anti-Leanne than for her.
Yeah, this show. Here's my opinion. This show completely misses the mark because public opinion has Leanne looking really good. I mean, look, we had her in here, and you know, we won someone over on this panel to Team Leanne this season. Like, people love her.
Yeah.
So it's what we're seeing on television is not mirroring real life and social media and what has got the show a second season, which is that person, Leanne Locken.
Right.
So it's weird that where everyone, they just can't throw enough shit on this woman, really. But yet the people are Team Leanne. They don't want to see. They're not caring about Brandy and trying to have Brandy settle a score. Like, that's not what people want to see.
Right.
So it's annoying to me. In my opinion, the reunion was completely unnecessarily vicious. Andy let Brandy get away with murder. When Leanne could speak up for herself, it was just met with the usual back and forth with, that's an excuse, you don't change your ways, your word doesn't mean anything. So she couldn't have a conversation with anybody. Cameron was there, but, you know, I thought when she didn't raise her hand, that was tough. That was a moment that she could have really just been like, all right, look, I'm going to cut for this girl who's literally being dragged and dragged and dragged across the stage. Yeah. Now, I write this article over on realitytea.com for anyone who's interested, and I looked at the comments because I was curious, because I wrote this article unapologetically very pro Leanne this week. And usually, you know, I don't claim to be a journalist, but I try to just give, you know,
unbiased
try
opinions.
To go through. But this one, I was like, you know what? This is my perception, and I wasn't going to defend bad behavior on the other side.
Right.
Now, granted, someone could say, well, Leanne, this is bad behavior and defending her. I'm like, well, too bad. But my article to bed. But the comments were really, I would say 3/4 of them were against Leanne. And they were saying, you know, like, she isn't taking any responsibility, and she's delusional, and she's extremely dangerous. They sided with the right side of this couch. They were siding with the right couch. So I was genuinely really surprised. So I feel like we all are united front up here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But going back to what you said, people, yes, people love Leanne. She does have a fan base. But also, people love to hate her. Mm-hmm. I have really picked that up. People love hating this woman, which is also what people want to see.
Right.
You have to have a polarizing character or polarizing characters. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's got to be some heroes. There's got to be some villains.
Yeah.
And a really good villain is one that you absolutely love to hate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've noticed on all their Instagrams, Leanne has the most followers. So it's not like she's the first one to go. Leanne, I was very curious last night. I was like, okay, like, you know, she was ganged up on exactly what you said. But yeah, people love her and then love to hate her. I know a lot of those followers. She has over 200,000 followers, the most amongst all 6 of the housewives that are probably following her to love to hate her, you know?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's interesting.
I had one other question, because one thing you mentioned, Grant, was who did you guys think looked the best? That's like one of my things, like every reunion, I rate people.
Looks, yeah.
And we have people in the chat. Charlie in Charge said she liked, I think it's a she, it might be a he, Brandy's curly red hair. And then Mike Bowman said Stephanie got dressed in the dark. So, what did you guys think of everybody's looks?
I thought Stephanie looked good. I liked the blue.
Did she break her arm in that dress? Did you notice?
It was like a sling.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I think she felt like she needed a pop of something because the dress was just kind of like, you know, I don't want to say it was plain. It was, but it was simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I felt like she thought maybe that would add a little bit of flair to the, you know, otherwise simple, understated dress.
Yeah.
I liked her dress. I think, honestly, I really liked Carrie's look. I don't, you know how, you guys know how I feel about her most of the time, but I loved her look.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't know why. I have no idea why, but I just found it fascinating. Like Brandy's hair, it stood out.
Yes.
I loved Leanne's complete look. I mean, she went totally exactly from what we talked about when she was here.
Right.
With the sort of warrior princess hair.
It was the hair. I noticed
the
hair.
She kind of reminded me of Cleopatra a little bit with the outfit. Cameron, I wasn't a fan of her look.
I think
her
it was hair. A standard
hair.
I would have preferred the hair with the like hang down, parted down the middle, like when she was on Watch What Happens Live. Thought she looked phenomenal there. Deontra's dress, I wasn't the biggest. I guess
what did
it was
she
a
wear?
Jumpsuit.
I think it was a jumpsuit. Remember.
I wish that
it's a photo
it had
of her
been.
Again, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was something about it that I felt like it didn't sit as well as it did stand.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Is how she was, you know, she has pictures on Instagram of her standing up, gorgeous.
Standing
but
up,
the way
amazing,
she was sitting, it wasn't the most flattering.
Exactly.
I do agree. And I'm looking at one of these photos here on the show.
But I loved all the sequins.
I can see it, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Brandy's dress, I kind of felt like it made her look a little bit boxy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I could have done without. I kind of liked her look overall. The set was very interesting to me because normally they don't have dark sets like
that.
Yeah, it was
super
very
dark set.
I love the green couches.
Well,
I
lit.
Want one of those so badly.
They were very
house.
Well lit, so I can't hate on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought they had a lot of interesting things in the background of them, talking about set direction.
Yeah.
You know, and I love the green couches. I want one of those in my house so badly, but I live in a very small
and he's quite
studio.
The interior decorator.
Oh, thank you.
He really is.
Thank you. I would love to have one of those. I think they have, like, the tufted backgrounds, the tufted backs, like, great, like, texture for the camera. I loved that. The set, it was a little masculine. They had, like, the cow skin rug I don't know. It was shot in New York. They went to New York to shoot this, as she even said when she was here. Mm-hmm. So overall, it was okay. You know, I like set direction. The show, let's talk about it. So here we go. So everyone's prepping for the reunion now. This is like the new thing. We get to see everyone try it. Not the new thing, but we have to see everyone get their hair done and show up looking like shit. And then they get their makeup on.
The glam.
Yeah. So Carrie is ready to mind dump on the set. Okay. not the most feminine, perhaps, like not the nicest way to open. I'm like, please don't. And Brandy is walking around in slippers, ready to beat a bitch up. And I was like, well, that basically sets the tone for her.
The tone, yeah.
She feels like she's some badass now, I guess, on this show.
Brandy came off very monotoned at the beginning. I was like, is she going to deliver? You know, I wasn't expecting her to really.
Okay.
She came off like really relaxed, like that evil eye, and then she went at it. That's how I felt. Like, she was like, are we going to get something from Brandy? I didn't really know at first.
I thought she was on fire.
Yeah.
I really did. I do kind of feel like she's a little full of herself these days. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not in a bad way, but maybe it's kind of like, I don't know where this sudden resurgence of power came from, but I think it's probably more or less from the fact that she has Stephanie and Carrie on her side.
Yes.
I feel like, they, like you said, they came in a united front. And as you'll notice from the beginning of the season, she was a completely different person from where she is now.
Yeah. Right.
Without her battery pack.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I was going to say the same thing, because I know when I came in here and you and I were talking the first episode, I mentioned that about Brandy. I didn't think that she was going to be able to stand on her own. And that's why I thought that she was siding with Leanne. But now I don't know if like it's that she has those two on her side, or that Andy positioned her next to him on the couch, and so she's like, oh, well, I'm like Queen Bee now. So, but yeah, I definitely think from the beginning of the season till now, she's like totally changed power wise. Like, it's interesting.
Do you think they did a good job with how they seated each housewife on the couch? You know, that, you know, the three against three.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think that was pretty much to be expected, you know, just because of the way the season went. So
that's how it was the entire season. Yeah. Whether they're at dinner or at their parties, it was always the three against three and how they sat. And it's interesting they kept that going.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really recall a housewives having an even number of housewives in a long time.
Yes, right. Good point.
So anyway, Stephanie is moving into that home in January, she says. And Brandy's not pregnant because she's now premenopausal and didn't miss a second to slam Leanne.
Yeah. Shade. That was some shade.
Yeah. Setting the tone. So the first package, a video package, was about Brandy. Well, it was about all the fun they had all season, which lasted like 2 minutes, 2 seconds. And then the next one was about Brandy and Stephanie's falling out.
Right.
And it also included the infamous Two-Face costume.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephanie, she re-clarifies that the Bravo blog that she wrote was about Travis. No, it was about Brian, Brandy's husband, coming to the party drunk, and that was the slow motion car crash, not their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
She told that to us here on the show, so I was like, I follow.
Yeah,
and it was true. So Brandy says she admits that she was jealous and she didn't feel important to Stephanie, and Stephanie says that Leanne was the bullying and attacking her in her own home in that costume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that's like strike one against Leanne. Like, it's the first hit, which I think people. I mean, look, I get people saying like, you know, probably isn't the best thing to go into someone's house and disrespect them. So I can follow, but she didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, and they all took a poll. Like, is her anger management helping? Mm-hmm. And you know, only the two girls on her team said yes. I mean, what do y'all think? Do you think her anger management has been beneficial this season? Has it been helping her?
Okay, you know, here's the thing. The whole thing with the costume, I feel like because we're filming a show, like something's got to happen. Mm-hmm. Like something has to happen. Otherwise, there would have been nothing going on at the party.
Right.
If she had not shown up in that Two-Face costume, what else will we be really talking about from that event? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I do love what DeAndra had to say, and she kind of dissed Stephanie a little bit when she said it, because she said, you know, if she's not as much of a boss bitch like me, I would have kicked her out of my home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Stephanie should have done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you think about it in the context of a show, if you react, I need to react.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes a good show.
Right.
Otherwise, if you don't react from what I did to you, then nothing happens.
Right.
We don't have anything to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why I think she's so frustrated. She has to play this game with these people who are not willing participants. And anytime she throws the ball and no one catches it, she looks like the wild and crazy person.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so then they all come back and
it can't be
her.
Fun. It can't be fun for Leanne, especially at this point. We'll get into that
literally
later.
Saving the show.
Yeah. Carrying it on her back mostly. Leanne does call Stephanie out for being so condescending in her confessionals, which is true. We've talked about that.
Yes.
She called her mean, ugly, and rude. Mm-hmm. And Cameron asked Stephanie if the flesh-eating bacteria was funny, and that was quickly regretted.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you going to say? If you're Stephanie, what are you going
to
say?
I love how it's just so easy for them to just be like, oh, I cringed when I watched it. Okay, and? Like, no apology?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just glossed over.
Right.
Yeah. Like, she never said any of the things she said in her confessional.
Right, but if that was Leanne.
Oh, my God.
Everybody would be,
it
would have
been a trauma.
I know. Yeah. Right? Good point.
Very true.
So Leanne says that she wore the conversation to get a conversation started. So like we were saying, reaction. Mm-hmm. And then she says it all goes back to the PTSD she had in her childhood.
Yes.
So then they had a whole conversation about that. DeAndre wasn't excited about her pulling it out when it was convenient. Mm-hmm. Then Brandy's brother suffered from it. Leanne only talked about Rich's PTSD, not her own, which Brandy took umbrage with.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brandy got teary-eyed from that moment, too, talking about her brother.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, Leanne, again, she owns this. She says, you know, that she doesn't feel like... Carrie says that she feels like it doesn't change her behavior, despite saying she suffers from PTSD, just didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was another common theme in all of this, how she owns everything, but yet she never can change her ways. Brandy finds it, so much I want to say, I'm going to save it at the end. Brandy finds it convenient that, took the PTSD in season one. She only said it was about Rich. And then Leanne says to be careful.
Yes, and Brandy took that as a threat.
Yes.
A threat.
Not be very careful. Carrie had to be very careful. Real careful. Yeah. Real careful. Yeah.
Real this careful. One,
was that a threat? Was Leanne threatening her? What was she telling her to be careful for?
Anything she says is a threat to them. They, mm-hmm. Like, they could find a threat in, like they wouldn't last a second on any of these other shows.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Brandy started the reunion off by walking through the venue stating that if anybody called her trash, she was going to beat them up. Now, does this sound like somebody who's actually afraid of somebody sitting on the other side of the couch? Nobody brought security with them, oddly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that has happened on these shows.
Mm-hmm. So where's the real fear here?
Right.
They wouldn't last a minute.
Wouldn't last a second. Shows.
On any other show, whether they're viewed as the funny one or the light one or the high drama one, like no other one.
Wouldn't make it on OC.
Wouldn't make it in New York.
Never make it in Jersey. Never make it in New York. Never Atlanta, never.
No, oh, my God.
No.
God, no. Yeah.
But Leanne could hold her own in those cities.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. Leanne's playing with, like, you know, a kindergarten class, and she should be in fifth grade.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
You know? But I don't want to hate on the other girls, though, because I do, you know, enjoy them, especially the new ones. I still don't know how I feel about Carrie. Stephanie, I'm okay with it. Brandy, I'm off the Brandy Land train officially after this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still on Brandy train. I still love Brandy.
It was too ugly to me. It was just too hateful. Like,
to be too ugly to me.
She was what?
She was allowed to be too ugly.
I agree.
Like,
agree.
She was allowed to be a lot more vicious
totally
than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like...
She had a lot to say.
She did have a lot to say.
Yeah, and that all comes down
to
controlling the conversation and the reunion. Just saying. You know, that comes down, you know, when you allow someone to go so far and be so hateful and allow it to really just be one person attacking the other and then the other person defending themselves back and forth for like 45 minutes, that's when you have to look at who's hosting, just saying. So, Carrie is... Carrie is a... Not in that a mean way, but as a host, I mean, I'm not saying this from my experience. I never host a reunion. I'm just saying, like, you have to take control of these shows.
Right.
You know, if not, it's just mean. It just turns... They're just going to keep going lower. It's like if we were to get in a fight now, we would start here and we would just go lower.
Right. It seems like Andy took a back seat now that I... I mean, it seemed like he was just kind of like, I don't know, not... present.
No, I totally agree. There's times where he just sat back and I was like, he's just like loving this, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, he's just letting it go. Because a lot of times he'll get upset at the reunions, and here he was just like, whatever.
I will say, I do get angry with him though sometimes when he doesn't let things play out. I've said that on Afterbus so many times. So I guess he let things let play out.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm eating my words. I'll own it like Leanne. So, so Cameron is a real person, and Andy, just you catch these looks. Andy, she's explaining the dog food, she's explaining her life.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
are you a real person? Like, that was a tweet. Didn't he say that? Like, a tweet someone was asking if he's like, she's like a real person and if she's in a make-believe place. Like,
bubble, yeah.
Yeah, she had a bubble. That's what it is, a bubble.
I want to live in her bubble.
Someone like her can. She doesn't have to worry about money. She doesn't have to worry about anything.
We should all be living in our own little bubbles. Yeah. We don't. But well,
Living in LA, we kind of do. It's a little bit of a different bubble than like Detroit, Michigan. You know what I mean? Like, we live in a liberal world. It is we do, but not. It's not full of pink bubbles and rainbows. And
well, that's what I'm talking about. About pink bubbles and roses. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's the bubble I want to be a part of.
Yeah, we all need that at least like one day.
I know, like 7 days a week.
Yeah.
24 hours a day.
Yeah. Gordon, as a Cameron, I would love to be in that house and see like what she's got going on in there.
Right. And she said the dog food's doing well, but as we've talked about, there has been some negative reviews within the whole dog food.
Yeah,
franchise.
And it's so funny because one of our viewers said, I was all about the pink dog food, and then one of our viewers mentioned, like, oh my gosh, now the dog poop's going to be pink. And so she said that they had to change it because that was happening. Mm-hmm. So
she had to integrate some brown dog food. Yeah.
People magazine did a test. One of the writers had his dog test it, and it was positive.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good.
It was good. Yeah. It was a positive review. Yes, he said, you know, like, the dog didn't have any problems. Good. The dog enjoys new food, so the dog ate the food fine. We finished the bag and all that stuff. Apparently, I don't know if they finished the bag, but they
meant to order us some.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you could eat it.
No, all of us.
Yeah. Well, because I've never ate dog
food. We have one more reunion, so it's not too late.
I'm
on it. I'm on it, guys.
They also sent the People magazine article that because he has Prime, he got it in 2 days. So if you have Prime, look at that.
I have Prime.
Hey!
I have Prime.
You can be eating dog food as early as Friday. Can't wait. So Brandy resurrects the fact that Cameron should be put in a pageant. And Cameron fires back that it's okay for Brandy to judge her, but God forbid Cameron judge Brandy. Mm-hmm. Another accurate point with these people.
Can I just say something? I'm not against Brandy by any, because I feel like she adds a lot to the show.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't want her fired either.
Because I like her feistiness, but I don't like the mean girl side of her, which she clearly displayed with Cameron, and it was clearly okay with everybody else for her to be that way for Cameron and to clearly proclaim that she was crossing her boundaries,
right?
Even though she knew that those were the ones that she had set. Mm-hmm. But if the shoe had been on the other foot with someone else on that side of the couch, everybody would have had an issue with that. Why is that okay? Like, I wasn't clear on that. Nobody stopped that train from happening at all.
Yeah, she called her Big Bird, and then
literally,
another
like
fire
those,
with the trash.
That's the viciousness that I was kind of talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't.
You
really
need
stop.
Like an other middle housewife that is kind of on both sides that will vouch for either or that's vocal. Like that would have been a place for Deandra. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering where she was.
Yeah,
I really
I
was.
Felt that, yeah,
good point. Yeah. So then they throw around the Sesame Street nonsense, as you mentioned.
Yeah, Big Bird and
Oscar.
I was happy
trash.
For Cameron for going right back at her with that.
Oh yeah,
I feel like she had that like ready to go.
Yeah,
she definitely had that ready to go.
Yeah, I think so. Then the zip codes come back up, a topic we love to discuss on this show. Cameron clarifies that it's not about where you live, it's about where you act, how you act. I mean, everyone's like having to be so responsible for their behavior. At the end of the day, they're on a reality show, and we're not talking Jersey Shore, we're not talking Vanderpump Rules. Like, the behavior on this show is not that deplorable,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
not really.
But
I did notice that Stephanie was absolutely trying to absolve herself from this whole dildo chasing incident. Like, she was adamant that she was not the one doing it.
Yeah,
and Deandra and Leanne pointed out, you guys all both were a part of that whole situation.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know if Stephanie's being genuine when she talks by the way she looks away. Do y'all realize the way she talks? I notice it a lot in this reunion, like the way she would look away. And I know it's something maybe she can't, you know,
she's like not like consciously doing.
Yeah, she does that. She just does that naturally. But the way she'll like look to the side makes me be like, are you being genuine with what you're saying? With her apologies, like when she said sorry about the flesh eating bacteria, she's like, I didn't mean to, but it's like, I know that's just, I don't
know. I agree, because in the confessionals, she gives off a different, like, vibe or, like, attitude, where you like, you're like, okay, that's really what she's like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, wow. But then when everybody's in front of her, it's, like, a different story.
My problem with her when she explained herself with that was that she said that she was trying to be funny. And she even mentioned in a video on BravoTV.com that Travis had gotten upset with her because he was the butt of a lot of her jokes. And she says that when she's in her confessional, she's, you know, trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. There's no trying to be funny mm-hmm. in the confessional. I've seen the questions that they ask. I know how that goes. Mm-hmm. You just answer the question.
Yeah.
However you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and if you don't want to mm-hmm. disparage someone, you just don't do it.
Right.
Unless you're absolutely trying to do that. Yeah. So my mm-hmm. thing is, don't try, just be.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. They talk more about like how you have to be part of Dallas society. You have to be in Dallas, and Brandy has a residency, and
her horses live in Dallas. Her horses live in the zip code. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
that was good.
So then Leanne says that Travis attacks her on Twitter, and as well as Mark, but Carrie thinks she denied it immediately, of course, which is like the worst sign. It's like, no, he never said anything. And then it's like, oh yeah, no, he did, and it was funny. You know, it's like, you can't be that quick to deny things. You know, it shows that, what else are you just writing off?
Right? Everything. That's actually, yeah, she did that. Like, no, I didn't say that your doctor killed on the operation table, like, very fast. You know, that's, mm-hmm. yeah, another thing she said.
Yep.
And then she kind of admitted that she didn't say it about Brandy's specific doctor, but about the doctors she was looking into. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
So she admitted that she said it about one of the doctors she was mm-hmm. potentially going to go to get her mommy operation.
Right.
Is there some type of medical professional etiquette wherein you are a little bit more sensitive to how you talk about someone else's losses in the industry? Mm. I just feel like if someone in the industry were to say, like, if I'm a medical professional and you come to me for advice and you say, which doctor should I go to? Then I'll probably look at the list and I'll probably say, that's the best one. I'm not going to go into
trashing the other doctors. Yeah.
Right.
So to me, her explanation for this made no sense. Because I'm thinking to myself, if you there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just say, I would choose this person.
Yeah,
I know totally their work. Agree. I've seen it. It's awesome. That's who you should go with.
Yeah.
These are my top three.
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
Before we talk about medical stuff, did you find it sweet, like Cameron did, that the dildo was left behind? Okay, sure. So that storyline's over. Cameron doesn't have much to bring back in her second season. Mm-hmm. The dog food's done.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about her personal life. She's now okay with Brandy because they're going to respect her boundaries. They're leaving the dildo out of it. Mm-hmm. So
I need more from Cameron. Season three, I need more. I need more. I want to know more about her. I feel like, exactly, she's living in a pink bubble. I mm-hmm. want to know more about her background, more about what she plans to do in the future. And, you know, I love Court. I love the husband. So bring Court. Like, bye, Mark. Let's get Court up in here. I want to get more Court in the next season.
Totally. So they have this therapy package of Leanne. And Andy asks, by a show of hands, we've already talked about this.
Right.
Like, yeah, who thinks she's changed? Nobody, except the other two. And so what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Leanne mentions that the way that she says things that are, like, you know, threats. She relates that to the way Carrie and Mark had their moment at that gun range where they said if they had a gun in their house, they'd kill each other. Which even Cameron was like, you don't really believe that she's really going to kill you. Like, it's a figure of speech. And if she could figure it out, why can't the other three?
Mm-hmm. They don't want to figure it out.
Yeah.
They want to remain.
They want. I just feel like they want her off the show. I feel like Leanne called it, and that's what I feel.
They can take Leanne off the show, and they'll be taking themselves off with them.
Yeah. Leanne's the show. She's the ringleader. Yeah.
I mean, just looking at content, if you were to look at like a review or our show and you boil down like how much we're talking about other people other than Leanne, you know, we're here for what, 45, 50 minutes? I mean, how many minutes are we talking about someone that's not involved in Leanne's storyline or her or something she did or something someone said about her? Like, you know, she's the show. So it's a shame because we'll talk more about it in News and Gossip, but who knows what the future is for her. Anyway. Let's talk more about it. So Brandy says that she was so scared driving Leanne to surgery and that she was going to almost get into a wreck in her husband's car. And then she said that Leanne was screaming at her. Now, if, don't you think this would be on the show?
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't we see any of that?
I know. Did you guys have...
Why would they cut that out?
And she seemed relatively fine when she was driving.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree.
Why would they cut that out? For what reason? You know, we're going to keep the hands coming in. We're going to let her call carry the C word in one episode. We're going to take all the screaming out of it. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy it. That's, and so I'm like, all right, Brandy, so you're lying. So what else are you lying about? I feel like I'm Judge Judy watching this show. I do. I do. This is like a trial. This is like a mediation.
Right.
With like two groups of
women.
Who's
lying?
Yes, two groups of women and the mediator in the middle.
Yeah. And then they go talking about what happened behind the closed door at the doctor's office.
Yeah,
and Leanne was like, I solemnly believe Brandy was egging me on. She was asking the questions for me to give a response. And that was the response about the hands.
Right.
And Leanne admitted she doesn't remember talking about the hands. Which I find that really interesting because she's all about the hands now. For not remembering about the hands, I feel like that's like her go-to, you know, motto now. You know, they're more than just hands.
Well, that's like her line. That's like her Teresa Giudice. Like, what's her book called? It's something, but like...
Turning the tables.
Yes, exactly. Right. So I feel like that's her thing now.
Well,
so
she's embracing just gotta go with it.
She's embracing it. True.
So Deandra says a few things about Leanne. She says, you know, that Leanne flips out when things don't go her way, and that it's really only her words and her mouth and her vernacular that gets her in trouble. Deandra even said later in the episode, she's like, I don't understand what Leanne does that's that bad on this show. So she is really riding hard for her girl, and I'm glad.
So Deandra, what is?
Deandra, yeah.
Well, she is threatening. She is threatening, like, the lives of the other housewives. Like,
Leanne
I totally
intense.
See where Brandy, Carrie, and Stephanie are going. And if they don't appreciate the threats, why doesn't Leanne just stop? Like, she keeps going. And that, like, that upsets them, so why keep doing it? I totally understand from their point of view, like, hey, stop with the threats. You're definitely threatening me. But she's still doing it.
You know, I remember on Real Housewives of Atlanta when NeNe told Kim she was going to pluck her eyeballs out. And then, you know, in my mind, these shows, I mean, they're about women in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of, again, half of that couch wouldn't make it on any other show.
Right.
Because they're so timid. And I feel like, just from as a viewer, I feel like Carrie should be thankful to Leanne for giving her so much this season.
Yeah.
I do. Hmm. Because I felt like Leanne brought out a side of Carrie that we had not seen. She brought out a ferocity in her that I feel like, particularly towards the end of the episode, that we needed to see from Carrie.
But it wasn't the most positive light.
It wasn't
from
the
Carrie.
Most. It wasn't the most positive. But at the end of the day, it was something.
Yes.
Which makes for. I mean, I'm just looking at it from a TV perspective.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, what do we have to watch? What do we have? Who do we have to root for? And Carrie could have been somebody that we rooted for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you have an anti-hero, and then you're going to have a hero. Which one are you going to be?
Right. Right.
Don't be a coward though.
Right. Yeah, don't be like a limp noodle.
Because what are you doing on this show? We know what the show is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is not like, you know, we're not playing tiddlywinks here. This is
tiddlywinks.
This is a game of chess.
Yeah,
hey,
you know when
it's Game of Thrones.
When Leanne was here, I don't know if it was
a cat fight.
I don't know if it was on the air or after, but she was like, I really want our show to be like that of New York, where we can come together and have fun, and then
I
we
feel
have
like
our
that's
riffs.
That's what she's anticipating.
Yeah.
That's what she wants. Yes.
And the other three, I guess they just really want her off the show. If they're not playing on the same playground at all, so it has to. I mean, like I said, it has to be awful for Leanne to keep doing this because she's just everything she has to try to advance the show. Granted, maybe they are some stunts, the throwing of the glass, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she's doing more than most, and that's, you know. These shows are iconic for certain moments and certain reasons,
like
whether
that,
they're
totally.
Amplified or not.
Yeah.
That's going down in history.
Put Bethany or Dorinda in the place of Carrie. Mm-hmm. That situation would have gone much differently.
And
you
can
know
really,
what I'm saying?
And you can really choose sides of
that.
You could, totally. I mean, because then it's kind of like, okay, neither one of these women are going to back down.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a good, you know, sort of matchup. But or even Tamra or, you know, a Vicky. A Shannon, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody that can really go back at her, but
yeah.
Sadly, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Then they just get frightened.
There's all this conversation about how Leanne feels that each other's end game between her and Carrie is to get each one of them thrown off the show. And that Leanne apparently told Brandy not to be friends with Carrie. So then that whole thing comes up. And even Cameron defended Leanne, saying that she never said she could be friends with Carrie. So that kind of diffused that. Good thing that Carrie said that. I mean, Cameron said that. And, yeah, so when it came to that video that we were talking about, Carrie said her heart sank and she was scared for her life. And, you know, you can imagine that Leanne is, like, rolling her eyes with this because she doesn't want that. Leanne does not want that image of being a dangerous person out there just because she's doing the show.
Right.
So, like, all these damning comments, and Carrie knows that. She knows that. She says, I was afraid for my life. I was so threatened. Maybe she really was, but also it lends to the fact that they want to make this woman, like, look crazy. They want her to feel and look crazy, and it's really working. And even DeAndre even kind of admitted that. Like, here we are because of what you said, and now you look this way, and now we have to talk about it. So, I don't know. I'm feeling for Leanne, kids. I'm feeling for her.
I want another person like Leanne on the show. Yes. I think Leanne needs someone that has the same energy as her on the show. Like, you know, Tiffany.
That's why I was hoping
Tiffany was like a DeAndre.
But I kind of liked Tiffany's, like, Tiffany had a wild side. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They fought.
She wasn't afraid at all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she wasn't afraid to go back and forth with Leanne, nor Stephanie and Brandy.
Brandy gets really mean at this part, towards the end. She says that, you know, Leanne's never going to change, and that it's just a pattern that she's in, and that your word isn't worth anything. And, you know, I mean, for someone who was once friends with someone, you know, why were you friends with Leanne if you feel this way about her? You know what I mean? Like, what qualities were good when you were in with her?
Well, the real question is, what kind of friend is she in general? For, I mean, because if you could do that to Stephanie, then we see what you do to Leanne. Yeah. Who's next? We saw what you did to Carrie, too.
Yeah.
You have a good point there. You have a really
I think
good point
Brandy's
there.
A lot more insecure than she lets on.
Yeah, and I feel like Brandy really latched on to Leanne because she was missing Stephanie.
Exactly.
Like, that's, it's pretty, to me, it's obvious.
She needed somebody.
Yeah.
She didn't know DeAndre or Cameron, and it couldn't be Carrie because that was Stephanie's new BFF.
Yes. Yeah.
So who else was it going to be?
Her ride or die.
I don't really respect that choice to use people. Just saying. I don't do that in my life, so it's not happening. Then later, Brandy calls Leanne downright nasty, and Leanne says that, here we go back with the dildo, that Cameron found it downright nasty that you were chasing her. So she was trying to show that they both have bad behavior. But, I mean, this stupid dildo will never go away. I mean, really, we're still talking about this? I can't. So then Leanne sits back, literally, she sits back and just owns it all. Like, she just is like, all right, yep, I own it. Once again, I'll take responsibility for my actions and my words. Once again. And she really was like, at this point, completely beat down, I probably would be the same. But just at this one moment when she feels like, all right, I have nothing left to give, Andy passively says, so when are we going to bring Mark out?
Oh, my gosh.
What an insult. Now, look, I get it. I've read the comments. People feel like, you know, he has the chance. I've said this last week.
Well, so
he should
Rich.
Be able to talk up.
Yeah.
He should be able to speak up.
Right.
True. Yeah, Rich was talked
Rich
about.
Rich deserved the same opportunity.
He was talked about.
Do y'all think it was fair, though? In Leanne's, from Leanne's point of view, she was very caught off guard. She did not know Mark was there and going to be brought on to the set. Do you think they should have told her that Mark will be joining y'all on set?
If they tell them that it's a closed set, then you think it's a closed set. So, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Sorry.
So I feel like Mark should be there, right? Because, like, he was on the show a lot. But they didn't tell her, so that's... I mean, even DeAndre was like...
DeAndre really did.
You know, I feel like she has a good sense about her. Like I've said before, like, she's, like, the voice of reason here. And so even when she said something, I was like, yeah, that's weird that they didn't tell her. But I think that he should be there. But I agree. I think Rich should be there, too, because he was talked about as well.
Right. I mean, why don't they have, you know, they always have the bar stools behind the wives. Right. Each of the men sit behind them, and they have, like, you know, like, what, part two of the reunion. They'll come out and talk for 10 minutes.
And they even mentioned that all of their husbands and fiancés were there, so it's kind of just odd that he gets, you know, well,
right? Yeah, why him?
He's the seventh housewife. Yeah.
By the way, I was
about to say, like, it's deja vu. We had him on last season's reunion too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Real Housewives. Yeah, it's not Real Housewives plus Mark. You know, as you said, like an honorary seventh housewife. Yeah. It's like, why does he need to defend himself when Carrie should be defending him for him? That's exactly the whole point of housewives. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about my husband and how you shouldn't be talking about him.
Exactly.
Why? Yeah. It's like, can you not stand up for not just yourself, but your husband too?
Exactly.
Why does Mark need to come out?
Particularly with another woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't think it was called for.
I know. That, I have the same problem.
But I am looking forward to seeing him next week on the show.
Yeah. So one thing I want to point out on Twitter, I saw that someone said, oh, well, you know, I don't understand why no one told them that their husbands were not going to be there. And then Carrie retweeted, well, Leanne doesn't have a husband. And Leanne retweeted that tweet. I'm paraphrasing, but it was not. I wondered why she was retweeting Carrie. So it was because it was extra shady. That's why. It's like a mean-spirited tweet. I don't know. Why do these women have to be so hateful? It's one thing to have a conversation and back and forth, but it's not entertaining. This is not entertaining to me. I was not entertained by this reunion. It was juicy in parts, and I appreciate it because I love the show, but I didn't find it entertaining because I thought it just got too low. I thought it got too nasty towards the end.
Mm-hmm. And they get really nasty towards each other on Twitter and social media, which I really wish what Bravo will do is kind of pull those tweets so we can understand what they're talking about, because not like myself, I don't know all the tweets they're talking about. Like, they'll just be like, and you said this, you said this, you said that. It's like, whoa, the cameras weren't rolling. But it's just, they're talking smack behind their phones. Like, I'm going to tell you how I feel behind my phone. It's just like...
Didn't they have a moment where they couldn't tweet about the show at one point? Did somebody say
You would think, right, that they'd have to be silent?
I think that maybe the network had maybe, told them to not do it anymore. I thought I heard or read that at one point. But As a grown up, I've never gone back and forth on Twitter with anybody.
Yeah, right.
I can't foresee how I would do it.
Have I?
No, I haven't.
Have I? I don't know.
If someone were to tweet something negative about me, I mean, I don't know if it's better for me to be as part of that show, for me to be active with it, or to completely ignore it. I think my personality is that I'm going to ignore it unless I see you in person.
Yeah,
then you know I'll what confront I mean. You.
That's the East Coast, in you. Okay. So let's talk about some news and gossip. If we have no further thoughts,
do it.
Yes, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So while we're wrapping up season 2, season 3 has not yet been confirmed and picked up over at Bravo for Real Housewives of Dallas. I think it looks good, so I'm feeling positive about it. You know, the ratings held. They might not have been stellar, but there were no big dips. Like, the same people tuned in week after week. Mm-hmm. The numbers really haven't changed. So that we're saying that's positive. Mm-hmm. But so they were already talking about season 3. There was a tweet sent over to Leanne. She said, is there going to be a third season of hashtag RHOD at Leanne Locken? And Leanne wrote back, and this is today, the 7th, and she wrote back, I won't be there. And I read further that she said, well, you should be working with your charities. And she said, I'm all about it, that and my wedding. So this is by no means any confirmation. There isn't even a third season.
Right.
But all of this prompted a lot of conversation online. Did you guys hear about this?
No, today.
I heard about the tweet right before we got here.
Yeah.
I didn't follow up on any other details.
Well, I sent Leanne a text because I was curious, and I just asked her straight out. I was very curious.
Yeah, because last time we talked to her in studio, she was gung-ho about season 3.
Yeah. She didn't really say much, but she did say that she was sad of how things have unrolled at the reunion, and that she said, what you can say is, please tell the cast to stop tweeting so negatively about me. So, that's the message from Leanne. Wow. So, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, would you, not saying that you would act like the way Leanne has, whether you're a fan of her or not, but like after a reunion like that, what the hell do you have to go back to that for?
Yeah.
You know? With that, she takes the show, though. I think that she'll be fine and she'll get a big check and be fine.
Well, and would there be a show without Leanne?
Would there be a show without Leanne, right?
Why would DeAndra do it if she wasn't on it? You know?
Yeah.
Not that they're a package deal, but I feel like what would she have to gain from the show without her friend there? What do you think?
I hope she'll be back. Yeah. I just hope that I need them to add like maybe one more lady. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody to really spice things up, because, I mean, otherwise it's just
we
really,
need an odd number.
Yes. You do need an odd
really
number.
Just going to be that same trio doing the same things over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some more excitement. Like, mix it up.
Right. There was an article over on E! Online, and they interviewed Leanne, and she talked about the season ending and the finale, and she said she was really disappointed by the finale, and she's disappointed in how they made her, and how they made my, she says, I'm disappointed in how they made my engagement party, because I tried so hard all season to bring us together as a group, and I know not everyone could see that, but I really did try to bring us together and make a cohesive group. And I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I said to Deandra in the beginning, but you've got this in common with Brandy. Talk to Brandy about her, about military. Her brother was in the military. You've got this in common with Cameron. I was like, you've got this in common. I really tried to give everyone a way to connect, and at my engagement party, I really felt like I had been successful with that, and that's not how it played out. It was very disappointing to me.
I actually believe that to be true, because when she was here in studio with us, that's when she was talking about, I wish we could be like New York, because like New York housewives, they all fight and they have their moments,
they go crazy,
but they're always like, they still are always together, and they're friends invited and whatever.
They go to dinner after the reunion.
Yeah. So I think she truly does want that. Like, that's the feeling that I actually got from her. And then she made that speech at her engagement party. I know we talked about that. But, like, I actually felt like it was genuine. Like, I don't think she wants to be best friends with everybody, but I think that she wants to be able to be in the same room without people, like, attacking her all of the time.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably the pinnacle in her career. And she takes the show very seriously, and she's trying to build this ensemble cast. She's probably doing more work than she should be doing.
I think so.
Right. But she's nevertheless trying to make this work and trying to make this a big show. And I mean, she's out there social media. I mean, Leanne is all over social media. She'll write back to almost everyone personally. I mean, she said it here on the show. So, I mean, she's really doing the work, whether you like her or not. So I can understand where she's coming from, just being disappointed, especially with Brandy. Later in that interview, you can check it out over on E! Online. She talked about just how just shocked she was that Brandy turned on her.
Mm-hmm. We even have people in the chat saying the same thing you said, Grant. So Krista Joe's in the chat, and she said that Leanne pulls all the weight and she's blamed for everything when she's doing a lot to bring high ratings to the show. And I totally agree. I feel like she is doing everything.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not playing with a full deck of cards.
Exactly.
Want to do
exactly.
It. So it's tough. Anyway, for fun in these last few minutes, I've been carrying this around with me. It gets a little dog-eared, this paper. But,
yes.
I just thought it would be fun to see how much these women are really worth. This is all alleged. I mean, this is like from what source? Who the hell knows? So let's play a game. So Carrie Duber, with her husband, is the plastic surgeon, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, they say on here, I mean, we can guess, but they say that she's worth around $1.5 million.
I believe that. You know, they're both working. They're both hardworking doctors. And that he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Fixing a lot of boobies.
Yeah. And don't they travel? Don't they go to Switzerland for like 6 months out of the year every summer or whatever? I don't know how you maintain a business and do that.
Yeah. I know they were making bank when he pulled out an $8,000 wallet for their anniversary. And then a bag.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Dang.
This sheet says that Leanne is worth $2.5 million. So double that of the Dubers. So much for her being the, quote, poorest one.
Yeah.
They really made her out to look so poor last season. She's so lousy. I feel like she should, like, take this $2.5 million and buy, like, a really big house, you know? Deandra, they say she's only estimated $3 million. But, I mean, I don't know. She has those two trusts.
That's before the trust.
Yeah. She was mentioning oil and gas. I was like, whoa,
touching. Yeah. I feel like that's...
Yeah, she's probably got more money than all of them. And her husband is reported to have a $3 million bank account, too. So, okay. And blah, blah, blah. Brandy is rumored to be worth between $3.5 and $4 million. I think this is like, so inaccurate, but it's just fun to look at. Yeah, because Brian works for a real estate company, and his career has helped to lead their money in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So we know she doesn't work, but we always have to take into account they make money doing the show. So, Cameron's they say she's worth $4.5 million. I think she's worth way more than that. The Westcott name was famous, I guess, through all of Texas.
Yeah I guess. I don't know,
but she said like apparently it's a lot of old. They said apparently it means old money, but Court is a venture capitalist, and apparently he sold a program or something to Apple. So he made plenty of money doing that. And then don't forget the dog food.
Right.
And Stephanie Holman, according to this sheet, is worth $18 million.
I believe it. She's number one. Yeah.
Her husband makes lockers.
Like, and she said, I was watching an interview with her, and she said, like, all lockers. They're like, I think if they're wooden, they're all her husband's company. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says here, stadiums and fitness centers. Mm-hmm. So stadiums, I mean, if you're building a new stadium, you can imagine there's a lot of money going into the locker room.
Wow.
Yeah. So, interesting. Who really knows? But... I'm going to have to get over this reunion because it's a little down and negative for me.
Right.
But they'll be back. Well, whether we want it or not, we'll be back with part two. And I want it. We want more.
I want it. Yes.
We want so much more Dallas that we're giving you a special bonus episode tomorrow.
Yes!
Who's coming in?
Deandra will be joining us in studio tomorrow. Yes. So y'all definitely need to tune in. It's going to be fun. We're going to get really candid with her. I really want to pick her brain.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to chat, like, and just ask her, like, a bunch of questions. Like, not necessarily, I'm glad we won't have to review anything. Like, no, like, you know, recap. Right. We're just going to give it a full season overview. You know, she was full on a few episodes before, and, you know, she was great. So we're excited to have her. Let us know your questions, really, honestly.
Yes. I want
to
know about L22.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to post your questions on our YouTube channel for AfterBuzz TV Reality, you can put it in the comments underneath this episode, or you can tweet us. And speaking of such, where can we find you guys?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Rechi Scott, and you also can find me on Bravo on December 5th on Stripped.
Yes. Exciting. Thanks for joining us in the live chat, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at @Fletcher.
Yes, we're so excited to have Deandra in studio tomorrow, so tweet me your questions at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at It's Grants Rants. And this week I was on a guest on Friends of the Real Housewives podcast. So check it out if you like. We'll be back tomorrow with DeAndre Simmons. And next week with part two and the big ending of season two of Real Housewives.
Woo! Let's do it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.